Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And there are so many business worlds out there. You've got the entrepreneurial business, and you have the corporate business. They are so different. In the corporate business, it's really, they say it's about long-term goals, but it's really about short-term goals, because there are analysts that are looking at the profits of the company all the time. They make projections about what they think the company should make per share. And if the company misses their projections by pennies, what's going to happen is many people are going to sell the stock off. And of course, those people selling the stock, a great deal of them are the pension funds, which have a great deal of control over what happens. So they must have short-term goals of absolutely making a profit every single quarter, of proving that they're going to be valuable to the stockholders, and if they don't, the stock tanks, and there's a problem. And there's another thing that happens in the corporate world. They don't get their bonuses. You know, they're looking for that multi-million dollar bonus, and to make that multi-million dollar bonus, they have to reach certain goals. So sometimes, I'm sure not every time, but at times, the long-term goals are sacrificed so that the CEO of the company can make his goals and the stock price is kept up because it looks good for the moment. But of course, they could be hurting themselves long-term, where we in family business, entrepreneurial business, sole proprietor business, we're in a whole different ballgame. We're trying to build something for the future. We're putting ourselves in a position where we may take a step back or two just to get that long-term goal. So for instance, if you have, and I've mentioned this, a corporate business and it loses 2 pennies a share in profits that the analysts think they should make, there's a big sell-off. If you have an entrepreneurial business and the owner is making a living, he's collecting a salary, and we'll just pick a number. He made another $500,000 or $1 million. But this year, it looks like instead of making $500,000, he's only going to make $350,000 over his salary. Or maybe if he's doing $1 million, maybe he made $850,000. He doesn't panic. He says, hey, it's a nice living. I'm going to do better next year. So we have to build a strong structure for the future. And what does that mean? That means actually building a business, and it costs money to build a business. So sometimes we're sacrificing short-term profits. I didn't say lose money. I just said sacrificing short-term profits to hire that extra person, to do that marketing, to upgrade our facility, to increase our inventory, to do whatever it's necessary so that we are still in business 5 or 10 years from now. You know, it's just amazing how many people over since the year 2000 have gone out of business because they were just not really thinking about the future. They weren't thinking about, well, what happens if things aren't the way they should be? What happens if there is that dreaded R word, recession word? How do I make my company strong and secure? Or do I just take what I can today and grab it? We don't want to do that. We want to build a solid foundation and a solid business that's going to be profitable for years to come. So when you're looking at your business plan, think about it. And yes, we need to make a profit. Yes, we need to pay ourselves. We need to have money to expand the business or improve the business, but we also need to invest in the future, making sure that we're taking care of our people, we're adding the people who will be profit centers, we're adding sales, and we're not just saying, hey, I want to make as much as I can today and I'm not worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow will be here before you know it, and you'll be very happy that you looked at, that you thought about tomorrow and you planned for the future. This is Howard Lewinter. Let's go for those long-term goals. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.